This is the domestic cricket roundup for the 11th of October. On the final day of the Champions League qualifying tournament, Uvenex were halted by rain after just one ball of their innings, after being set 182 to win by Trinidad and Tobago. Darren Brava and Dinesh Ramdin both hit half centuries, and had an unbroken 95 for the fourth wicket, after William Perkins had got them off to a brisk start with a 15 ball 32. The rain relented to allow time for Silcott Stallions to record a consolation 6-wicket win over Hampshire in the day's second match. Glenn Maxwell had hit 42 off 29 balls to help Hampshire limp to 143 for 8, but Sher Malik and Harris Sahail added 96 for the fourth wicket as Silcott got home with 5 balls to spare. In the Sheffield Shield, South Australia still trailed Tasmania by 76 runs at the close of the third day in Adelaide. Tom Ludeman hit 85 and added 107 with Chad Sayers for the ninth wicket to haul the home side up to 224 in their first innings, but they were still forced to follow on and collapsed again to close on 103 for 6. Matthew Wade and Peter Siddle both passed 50 and advanced to Victoria from 103 for 6 to 174 for 6 in the 18 overs that were possible before the rain arrived in Brisbane. In Zimbabwe, a fine 54 off 35 balls from Midwest Rhinos captain Brendan Taylor denied Southern Rocks their first win of the season, as visitors triumphed by 3 wickets with the ball to spare in Mafvingo. In the Sunfoil series in South Africa, Cape Cobras were all out for 262 late on the opening day. Opener Alistair Gray was their top scorer with 67, while wicketkeeper Dane Villiers and all-rounder Rory Kleinveld also contributed. For Warriors, who closed on 11 for 1 in their first innings, John Smuts took 3 for 22, while Andrew Birch and Wayne Parnell each took a brace of wickets. The first day of Dolphins' match against Knights was abandoned without a ball bowled due to rain in Pietermaritzburg. Habib Bank closed on 238 for 7 to lead by 291 runs going into the final day of their President's Trophy match in Lahore. Shaun Masood and Hassan Raza each hit half centuries after Mohammad Aslam had helped polish off the Water and Power Development Authority innings for 235. Carn Research Laboratory closed on 29 for 3 in pursuit of a now unlikely 304 to beat Sweden Northern Gas Pipelines in Faisalabad. National Bank needs 364 more runs to beat Zarai Tarakati Bank after closing the third day on 25 for 1. Port Kazim Authority need just a further 33 runs to wrap up victory over State Bank in Karachi, as their captain Kashif Sadiq hit 73 off only 53 balls. Saad Sohail and Ali Assad added an unbroken 117 for the fourth wicket to help United Bank recover from a disastrous start in their pursuit of 312 to beat Pakistan International Airlines. Both passed 50 as United Bank closed on 144 for 3.